I reveal my world by where I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I reveal my world by where I am. Where am I? Well, it all depends. It all depends on where my thoughts are. And if my thoughts are positive, uplifting, supportive, then that's where I am. If my thoughts are limiting and any way detracting from my goal, then that's where I am. I am wherever my thoughts are. And everybody in the world knows where my thoughts are. Everybody in the world can see where my thoughts are because they see by the type of world I live in. Where am I? I am in the state of consciousness of wholeness and perfection, right action, peace, goodness, and truth. Now, how do you get there? Well, that's an easy thing to do, and it's a hard thing to do. If you have never learned to control your temper, it's hard to control your temper. If you have never learned to think positive thoughts all the time, it's a training session in teaching yourself how to think positive thoughts. If you have never learned how to be master of your attitudes, then you're in tough luck when it comes time to be responsible for your attitudes. Where am I? Where I am is where my mastership of myself is. Who's in charge of my life? Who's in charge of my world? Who's in charge of my every action? That tells you where I am. Is society in charge of my actions and where I am? And yes, well, Herb, you should certainly cooperate with society and do what they say. I would think not. Society has the tendency to tell us that we are experiencing something unhappy. Society tells us that there is unhappy people and they want a war. Society tells us that there are diseases and there are problems in the world. And how very interesting. How very interesting. That's what society wants us to believe. Now, who is it who brings peace on earth? Well, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Are you thinking peace on earth, or are you thinking about the war thoughts? Are you thinking that Israel will ever be at peace with the world, or are you thinking that it is always going to be in conflict because it never will have exactly what it wants? Well, bully bully for you. You're not being very nice to Israel. What you want to do is to see Israel happy, balanced, harmonious nation, working one with all the other nations in the world, peaceful, harmonious, and beautiful. And yours is not to stick your nose in there and say what peaceful means and what balance means and what right action in all the world means. Ours is merely to speak the principle, speak the term that all is in divine order. And then we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits so that it can all take place. But we want to get in there and say how it's going to be done. A family is having a disharmony in their ranks, and the husband and wife are angry, and the children are angry, and the dog and cats are angry. They had an article that if an elderly's pet is mistreated, you can be sure that the elderly person is mistreated who is in care. And if the elderly are worried about their pet, you can be sure that they're being mistreated. Now, it doesn't always look obvious on the surface what's going on, but where I am in the world shows by the things that I do, the attitudes that I have. Now, what can we do for the elderly who are mistreated in home care? What can we do for them? Well, we can go to every home where there's an elderly person and we can check their dogs and their cats. Well, that's an interesting concept. But rather, when you see a dog or a cat in an elderly prospect and they seem to be mistreated, your first statement is, all is in divine order here, and all is harmonious here. And whatever is for the highest and best is what I want for myself. Now, how do we handle something like that? We immediately put the right cause in motion. We immediately have the right cause in motion even before we start, because then everything works out harmoniously for us. I deal with people all the time who are inharmonious with themselves, and all I do is say, peace, and then I'm done. There's no concern to me. I just am aware of peace. And they love to have peace. They love to have peace. Well, then why should I be aware of anything else? Why should I be aware of unhappiness? Why should I be aware of anything where there's a distress of any kind? I'm aware of peace. Now, what are you aware of when you see inharmony? Can you say, peace? What happens when the teacher walks into the schoolroom and the kids are having a free-for-all? It stops. Everybody jumps into their chair. Now, is the teacher a threat, or is the teacher order and balance? Does the teacher walk into the room, and whenever the teacher's in the room, there's balance? Now, what the teacher wants to do is to have balance when she's out of the room, too, when she's not in the room. And this is something that she has to put her consciousness to, because in the past, when she's out of the room, the kids like to do nonsensical things. But now she can put a new cause in motion, that there's balance in the room when she's there, and when she's out of the room, there's balance all the time. When you see an elderly person, you say, you have the most perfect home care you could ever have, and all is in balance. When you see your pets, and you see your friends, and you see people who are having inharmony in their life, immediately you say, all is in harmony. All is harmonious, not inharmony. Inharmonious. All is harmonious. You want to speak that word clearly and loudly and distinctly, because that shows where your world is. I reveal my world by where I am in my consciousness, by where I am in my thought, where I am in my attitudes. And where are you? Where are you? Are you on top of it at all times? Well, it's important to do that. And when you are on top of it at all times, then everything works out in perfect divine order. Think on these things. This is what an absolute philosopher does. He doesn't look at the circumstances and say that's what it is. He looks at his heart and says, there now is peace here. There's balance here. Wherever a master goes, wherever an absolute philosopher goes, he calls for peace, harmony, balance, right action, and everything falls right into place. Now, I was speaking with someone the other day, and they were having an inharmonious situation, and as I spoke to them, it all balanced out. And then the moment they left my side, they went to other people who sort of felt sorry for them. Oh, you poor dear. Oh, you poor dear. Oh, you poor dear. Oh, my goodness. Five people did that. Five people. For me, that person was in balance and harmonious. But the other people saw her in distress, and they went to her in distress, and they felt sorry for her, had felt compassion for her. Now, where is she now? She's in need of balance. Not in my world, but in their world. And you see, when you set the world at balance, do not ever give compassion to anyone, because when you give compassion, you throw them right back in the fire. When you say, all is in divine order, I spoke to the person, I said, all is in divine order. I said, everything is perfect, everything is wonderful, whatever you want to do is perfect, is wonderful. And then everybody else hugged her and felt sorry for her and was compassionate with her, and bloop, she's dead to all intent and purposes. She fell in the trap, which I helped her climb out of by seeing her perfect, and then she just went to the other people and took on their sensitivity because she was needing a little bit of loving. And that happens with us. We got to be careful. I reveal my world by where I am. And you see, another little thing. We were eating at the table, and everybody says, where is she? Where is she? Where is she? She's been gone a long time. Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? What a bunch of worrywarts. What a bunch of nonsensical non-masters that were at that table, I tell you. It was something to not experience. Well, when she came out, I talked to her, and all was in balance. Mm-hmm. And then the worry warts got to work, and they worried her to death. What a shame. Well, I reveal my world by where I am, and I am in peace. Now, where are they? They're worried. And when they stop being worried, then they can be at peace too. In my world, they're at peace. But I have no control over what other people do when I'm not around. That's their choice. That's your choice. When I'm not around, be your balanced self. And know that you're wonderful. And know that I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.